This episode of The Morning Stream is brought to you by Squarespace.com, where you can build a wonderful website, blog, portfolio, online shop, and more. Get a free trial now at Squarespace.com, and if you decide to keep using it, use the code MORNING at checkout. That'll save you 10% on your account. That's MORNING at checkout at Squarespace.com. Coming up on TMS, I am kicking A with my hunter deck right now.
The pen is mightier than the gang sign.
Powdered alcohol has arrived.
Oh, thank goodness. Miley is actually rather ill right now.
Captain America defeats Jesus and Johnny Depp.
Fitness geek.
Jury duty and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
I wish.
Yeah, she just wishes that face were big enough for a Westinghouse laundromat so she could enjoy the new way to wash. She's measuring it again, but she was right the first time. It's only 25 inches wide. Well, I have good news. She can have the new way to wash, and so can you. With the brand new Westinghouse Laundromat 25 that goes anywhere. Now, this Laundromat 25 is only 25 inches wide, and that means that it'll fit in all kinds of places where you never dreamed you could get a laundromat.
I told you three times the leg's not broken.
The Morning Stream. The Morning Stream. The Morning Stream.
This is The Morning Stream. Brian, Scott's never told you what happened to your father.
Hello, everybody.
He told me enough.
I know.
He told me you killed him.
You killed him. No. My cauterized hand. What am I going to do?
I'll just hold it.
I'm just going to jump down this big pipe that probably should have killed me.
It ends in a water slide.
Whee! Yep. Whee! And then it came out a little, like, reverse bad antenna. And I waited for...
You know what? Don't talk bad about Empire Strikes.
It makes me
feel dirty when we talk bad about Empire Strikes.
I never can. I love it to the point that... Oh, did you... I don't know if you took advantage of that deal. The Think Geek... Han Solo and Carbonite deal. Did you see that deal?
What, the one that was $5,000?
No, the cheapy one. It was like $30.
What?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It was just too good of a deal. Let me see if I can find this because I went and got it.
Did you use the coupon? Did you use the code on Coverville.com? Like, did you go to Coverville and click the link?
No,
you did not.
I
did you?
I can remind people to I blew in the face.
I know. I should have done it.
Oh, there it is right there. Han Solo in Carbonite.
49 to what? 69.
Oh, it's
depends
a rug.
On the size. It's a rug.
It's a rug.
And it's awesome. It
now,
looks
it's not really 3D, though.
No. But if you hold, if you notice looking at it, it's got that appearance of like, wow, that's very, like Trompe-l'oeil. Remember that old thing in art?
Yes, totally.
It looks like that.
Oh, that's
and it's
really
freaky. It's right over there on my floor. I'm going to actually hang it up. I got a space over there. I'm going to put it on the wall where it belongs. Not
that's
on the floor.
Really cool.
Not like some common rug on the floor. Are you kidding? It's really neat, though. Go look for a Han Solo and Carbonite rug on ThinkGeek, and for a mere $50. And by the way, the small one's the one I got, and it's plenty big. It's still huge.
Oh, knock it off, Dave Michael. He says, no Coverville, but he probably also didn't use his frog pants link either.
I probably didn't. I have one, too, and I didn't use that. Because I
all right,
suck.
Well, then you're absolved from not using mine. But all right. You other people.
All right.
You do use one of those, too. You go to frogpants.com or coverville.com and use the...
Do Coverville. I feel bad now. You should do Coverville. Do that one.
Oh, I don't care. Actually, you know what? I tell you what. If you do use that, if you do, here's a little tip. Use the code HEARTMOM, HEARTMOM, and you'll get buy one, get one 50% off site-wide.
Oh, that's pretty good.
So you can buy the rug and then get something else for half price with the code HEARTMOM.
HEARTMOM. But,
Heart Mom.
Like H-E-R-T or H-A-R-T?
H-E-A-R-T-M-O-M.
M-O-M, one word. Heart Mom.
But start at Frog Pants or Coverville and use one of our links, please.
All right. Sounds good to me.
All right.
Hello, everyone. It's
this episode of TMS not brought to you by ThinkGeek.com.
I wish. Hey, if they want to sponsor directly, that'd be great. Dave, Michael, what are you doing? Get on
awesome.
That. Get on that.
Yeah.
Tuesday, April 22nd, 2014 is the date. It's beautiful out. My gosh. Took the dog for a long poop and pee walk. Woo!
Fabulous.
It's beautiful. It's a little breezy as it is this month every year in the valley, but warm and just amazing. And I wore my Horde shirt, and a guy in a car went flying by at a high speed. I'm listening to some other podcast, some NPR thing, and he whips past me. It's about an hour ago, and he goes, meep, meep. And I jumped kind of and turned, and the dog barked, and I looked at him, and he stuck his hand out the window as it was rolling down and went, "For the Horde!"
Oh, nice.
Because I was wearing a Horde jacket.
Because your sweatshirt, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool. I thought he was going to yell, "Fart gas!"
Fart gas! Actually, wait a minute. For the Horde and fart gas are kind of...
I still think it's frog pants.
All right, fine. I still think you're probably right, but the conspiracy theorist in me wants it to be fart gas. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get into it. Let's do this.
Sure.
Part of the show is brought to you, well, really the whole show. Honestly, most of the show is brought to you by patreon.com/TMS, where you find folks, listeners, new and old, can go and support the show. Throw us a couple of bucks per month is all. Like a lot of these shows, like a lot of podcasters are now jumping on board. Because they saw what we were capable. I'm just kidding. They actually, it's just everybody's doing it.
We're such the pioneers, aren't
really?
We?
Yeah, it's Tom Merritt you want to look at. That guy's nailing it on there. But anyway, you want to go on there and you and they want to put their shows on there and they want to do this per week thing or per episode thing. They want to go, hey, per episode, pay for it. That's all fine and all, but we're literally giving you now 5 episodes a week.
That's right. Like 20 episodes a month if you know. If
for some puny monthly fee, right.
Right.
Like, think about the amount of work we're putting in for the actual payout. It's not very much. So any help you can provide is great. We'd really appreciate it. It's just a small thing you can do, and we would love you for it. It's frogpants.com/TMS. And I'll tell you this, if you have a PayPal account and you use one frequently like I do, man, they make that easy. Holy crap. The PayPal integration is freaking boop, and you're in. In fact, you got to be careful. You can just go sponsor everybody with like 3 clicks.
Right.
So,
click.
Yeah.
Support.
Anyway, support us.
Third Eagle probably wouldn't be very happy with our current Patreon amount.
No, Third Eagle. Oh, it's my gosh. Look at all the sixes.
Exactly.
Oh,
it's
wow.
Sixes across the board.
It's the number of the many beasts. It's the whole room of beasts. Jeez.
That's right.
That's amazing. And the guy who did that to us sent us a tweet. I wish I had his name here. But that was awesome that he aimed to make it exactly that number. That was his goal. So, grats on that. And thank you again, everybody who's helping us out there. It's making
Let's see if somebody can make
difference.
It all nines.
Yeah, why not all nines? Because if we do that, that means we're dangerously close to a really cool unlock.
The game show.
Oh, my gosh.
I keep pushing for the game show. You know, we've got other goals between here and there.
Yeah.
There's a long, long road getting from there to here.
Right.
But there's like another random drawing. So, a second backer per month gets a print. With some Sharpie customization from you and me.
Mm-hmm.
There's also fewer ads during the show. But then if we do hit 10,000, Sam, that's the one I'm pulling for, is the all-new monthly game show. The Frog Pants All-Stars game show.
Right.
Any time of the year, right? Yeah. It doesn't have to be just a Nerdtacular.
No, it does not. You're absolutely right about that.
From the Frog Pants community. Oh, my God.
That is exactly what I'm saying. Hey, listen to this. Hold on. Just want to play a little bit of it there.
Why not the Scott Fletcher version?
Because I can't find it. I tried. It's somewhere in here. I think it's because it's so big.
Damn it, I lost Ibbit.
One of the greatest moments. I honestly don't know how you make that better. That was one of the greatest moments of all time, all Nerdtacular time, perhaps all of mankind time.
Yeah.
Scott Fletcher doing that whole thing.
Oh, for sure. Andrew's got some other ideas for this year, by the way.
He's all been right.
Talking to some other Frog Pantians.
Frog panties. That's what we like to call them on short.
Frog panties.
So I got I just wanted to quickly mention, you know, the Hearthstone being on iPad thing is a real troublemaker. You know, that's a real kick in the A when it comes to productivity and trying to get to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like it. It's really good implementation. So much better than the demos they had on display.
I was going to ask you about that. I haven't tried it yet, but I also didn't get to play it at BlizzCon, and I know you had some concerns about it. So it's improved?
Much improved.
Cool.
Much. I mean, it was super alpha then.
Oh, sure.
Choppy,
sure.
And you can't blame them for that. It was nice. It was playable, but I just felt like this can't be the finished thing. And and this is so much more refined and fast and smooth. And I can't speak to speed on iPad 2s or 3s.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I can on the 3. 3 looked totally fine. It's fluid and great. My daughter has my old 3, or third gen, or whatever they call them. But the new mini, Retina Mini, is smooth as cake.
You've got a Retina Mini.
I do have a Retina Mini, and it runs wonderful on there.
Nice.
And I'm sure the new Airs are fine. The 2, I can't speak to it. Some say it's a little slow. Can't learn it on a 1, but that's not that shocking.
Mm-hmm.
But the 2...
Can't do much on a 1.
No. 2010, guys. That's when that came
out. Jetpack Joyride runs great on the 1.
Sure. Sure. It's the Jetpack Joyride machine because you can't even upgrade the OS on it. So
no, that's true.
Just get one for that. But 2010. Yeah. I mean, that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Think about it. 4 years ago. All right. Yeah. Everyone relax. That's a long, that's a long time for a device to still be relevant. But it's running really well. And I found, because of some help around the community, the most amazing basic hunter deck that you can make out of all the basic cards you get after level 10. So you get level 10 like you got to do anyway.
Yeah.
And then everything in that deck is available to you. No weird, crazy cards unlocked. No, I mean, you can add those in later, but you can do it with a basic core deck.
Now, you're not doing that Hunter one-hit kill thing where you set everything up and then...
No.
Okay.
I'm not smart enough for any of that business. and some of that, and those decks you're talking about and the variations thereof are
That's
all...
true. You need to have some
crazy cards in there. Yeah.
Right.
But, and I'll experiment with some of that as everyone does, and that stuff gets nerfed all the time, and who knows. But
sure.
This thing is just this great basic deck with just core stuff, very fundamental ways of playing, and I am winning 4 out of 5 ranked games.
Wow.
I'm loving it, man.
That's cool.
I'm loving it.
You need to get into the arena, but of course, then you can't take your hunter deck into the arena.
No, I have to just guess as to what I'm going to get. So right now, it's all about ranked play. That's what I'm digging the most, and we'll see how things go. But if you haven't played that on your iPad yet, dude, you got to try that. That's great.
I've downloaded it, and I've tried logging in, but I tried it this morning when the servers are down because typical Blizzard maintenance. But by the way, Cleo has hashtags for us. Hunter Talk.
Hmm. Oh, Hunter, welcome to Hunter Talk,
Hashtag
everybody.
Wrong podcast and hashtag someone wake up Dylan.
He's usually asleep right now.
Yes.
Anyway, that's just something I wanted to mention. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, hit me up on Twitter. I'll send you a link to the deck I'm using and you'll just be amazed. It's a lot of fun. And there are other decks of similar value for all the classes where you just, if you're kind of suck at the game, you're just not a good player, but you need a good solid deck with basic cards to get started.
Yeah,
these are really smart decks.
Just kind of get you, like, basically get your foot in the door so that you can start customizing and understanding how the cards work together.
Yeah, and being smart about what you use and knowing how these all synergize together. It's tricky. And listen to the Angry Chicken podcast. Those guys know what they're talking about. I heard Dills yesterday spouting some pretty good wisdom.
Oh, was he awake? That's cool.
And some other BS, but a lot of wisdom, too. anyway, so there you go. And they were talking about Florida Man as if we've never heard of him.
Oh, really?
Oh, Michael.
Welcome
yeah, that
to
guy.
The party,
you know,
guys.
Every time there's news and it's crazy, it's usually from Florida. And I'm going, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, well, I'm just going to
be talking about the only time zone that matters.
I'm going to have to ask you to move to that other cubicle. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, so it's going to be back, and here we are. We're going to do an email. Up at the top of the show because there's there's no time at the end. That's all bull crap at the end.
Oh, yeah. You're right. Okay.
Because you got, you know, Jury here and he's talking and there's no time.
Don't want to cut him off. Really.
No. Another Jay Martin, who's a frequenter in the chat room. In fact, he's pretty a permanent fixture, you might say, in there.
Sure.
Sent us an email and said, "Hello, Slide and Brass." Okay. Oh, I know what's coming here.
During a little bit of trombone, I'm guessing.
Maybe. Yep. Says during Monday's Stump a Trek Nerd segment, this had been last Monday, Scott mentioned in passing he didn't like the trombone in jazz. I'd like to know more about why Scott doesn't like it. I play trombone in a big jazz band, and I love all things jazz trombone. I'm sorry, jazz big band, not a big jazz band. By the way, you know what I'm really into right now? I got an Ardeo account finally because I really like Ardeo. And it's cheap enough now that I figured out that getting it through the Apple or through the app in-app purchase was a dumb idea because that's $14. Mm-hmm. Get it on their website. Still works with the app. It's only $9.
Oh,
They're just padding it for Apple's 30%, whatever.
Nice, yeah.
So, anyway, I've been listening to tons of Tony Bennett with what's his name? The big band guy. Oh, shoot. I just forgot it. Tony Bennett.
Glenn Miller, because he's old. He's dead.
No, but this would have been a while ago, though. So it could have been, but it wasn't Glenn Miller. It was the other one, the other big name in big bands.
Count Basie.
Yes.
There we go. Okay.
Count Basie Orchestra. That's it.
Did you hear that, Andrew?
Nice
Look
job.
At that.
Good job. Be impressed.
I know other jazz musicians besides you.
Anyway, I love that stuff. You know I like that stuff anyway.
Yeah.
But why am I bringing that up? Oh, because he said big jazz band. Okay. Or jazz big band. And I love all kind of jazz trombones, says another Jay Martin. And if I don't like Scott's answer, Oh, if I don't like Scott's answer, I will rage quit TMS.
Wow.
Then he says, just kidding. TMS is awesome. And I'm not that stupid, but I'm curious. Also, I may request Brian play some great, in my opinion, trombone jazz covers to get Scott's opinion. Love the show, though. For sure the love, though.
Yeah, definitely send in a request for something, another J. Martin.
We do that, sure. TMS requests at coverville.com.
Yes.
Right? Is that the right
address? That's right. TMS requests at coverville.com. Okay, correct, Mundo.
We don't tell people enough. All right, so here's the deal, yo. I think I don't like it because I don't like instruments that allow the sound of this. I'm gonna do my impression of the sound I don't like. I don't like that. That
really?
Makes sense? Yeah. Being able to go.
So slide whistles are out.
Yep, totally out. Slide whistles. What's another one?
Even a Moog synthesizer will still let you do that.
I don't like that either when they do that. And they can be used in different ways, though.
You're going to love the song at the end of the show then.
Great. But even like some people will use a piano in that way, and I don't like that. I don't like when people use not an accordion. No, I can't think of the instrument. But anything that is slide whistles, thing where you've got theremin? So much. Theremin, that's it. Theremin. Anything where you've got that much like analog control over the change in sound, I don't like. I like me some guitars.
That's crazy.
Trumpets are cool. Okay, so jazz stuff. Let's get back to jazz. I like trumpets, clarinets, oboes. All that stuff's fine. All your wind instruments and reeds, all that stuff's good, except for that damn. It's just, it's ridiculous. Also, it's a hazard. You're going to bonk the guy in front of you in the head with your freaking nail.
Well, yeah, you got to, that's why you point it up like Riker.
Like, that's right. Point it up
point
like Riker.
Point the sky.
Point it like Riker, man. That's a good t-shirt with a silhouette of him doing that.
Point it like Riker.
That'd be okay. Anyway, so there you go. I don't know if that's good enough, another J. Martin, or if you want to confer with all the other J. Martins and decide what my fate should be, but
yeah,
I don't like it.
I'm not sure what I think of that.
Well, I mean, is it just, I know it's a weird, I just don't like, it's that.
But if they use that, if they play that instrument and they don't make that noise, are you then okay with it?
Give me an example of a trombone where they don't do that. That's my problem, it's like exclusive.
A lot of trombone stuff where it just goes, like that sort of like.
That sounds awful. All right.
Where they don't go.
All right, we're going to do trombone. Okay. Here we go. Here's trombone playing. Okay, here we go. Just a little trombone. Okay. I hate credits.
YouTube. Hello, YouTube, and welcome.
Okay.
Okay.
So okay, great. Okay.
Please click my link to like and subscribe and watch all my other videos. Like and subscribe.
Okay, go. Okay, wait, he farted.
Right. So
okay, here we go.
Just relax your lips.
No, he's... Okay, this is just teaching people.
We're listening to trombone class.
All right. That's what you want. How about this one? America's Got Talent. When I
get out there, don't do a search for rusty trombone.
Okay. Okay, here we go. Guy's dancing. He's not even playing it.
Oh.
He's a funny guy. Okay, but that was the dumbest thing I ever could have chosen.
Yeah, it's
So it turns out
Boogie Land, right?
Boogie Land. And he just danced with it. He didn't play it.
Nice. Just held his trombone.
Anyway, I'll take all. I mean, whoever wants to discuss why I'm wrong, that's fine. I'd be happy to discuss it further. But I just feel like it's an annoying instrument.
I wonder if it was because growing up and on TV and cartoons and stuff, there was just an overabundance of wah, wah.
Maybe. And that's how they made that sound, right?
That soured you the trombone.
Is that how the teacher talked in Charlie Brown?
Yeah, what you need to... it might have been. I know it was probably a trombone with one of those rubber silencer thingies. The
What are those called?
They're called rubber silencers. No, I don't know what they're called. Limiters or gaiters or...
Something like that.
Yeah, people will be able to tell us in the... I know one of our trombone playing... professionals, a mute, yes.
Horn cork. Oh, a mute, you say?
Yes. Okay. Right. Another J. Martin just put in a Flight of the Bumblebee link.
They tried to shove one of those into Superman and Superman 2. wait a minute here. Which one? Okay, let's take a look. Here we go. All right. Oh, well, this one's from Ear.
You want the another J. Martin link.
All right. No offense to you there, other guy. I clicked on Ear. Don't worry, Ear Poo. We'll get to you in a minute. All right, here we go. Oh, there he did it. He did it.
Oh, so any movement. Oh, okay.
No. The movement's fine. He just did that thing I hate. So let me go back. Here, listen to this again. Listen for it. What? Did you hear it?
But he didn't do beer. Just did a little bit of a. Oh, no, come on. Oingo Boingo had some. Had a trombonist.
I thought it was mostly horns.
They had three. They had a brass section of three people.
Yeah.
Whose names I can't remember. I can remember certain names in that group, but not their horn players. But there was a trumpeter. Might have been two trumpeters and a trombone player. I want to say.
Walk into a bar. All right. I'm gonna play a little bit more of it. That stuff's fine. There he goes, right down the pipe. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know what it is. I can't explain it. And you know what? Your theory isn't a bad one, that I saw so many Tom and Jerry cartoons.
Yeah.
And so many, you know, Chuck Jones cartoons. I probably have integrated that in negatively somehow, or as a thing that's just goofy and I can't take it seriously or something.
So here are some of the people, Dale Turner, Richard Gibbs, in Oingo Boingo, but Danny Elfman also played trombone in Oingo Boingo. Yes.
Oh, he was only a lad when he did it.
Doug Lacey. Yeah. Wow. Bruce Fowler. They had a lot of trombone in,
beep, 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 beep. Okay, they used it
exactly,
but they used it properly. They didn't do any. Name one time in an Oingo Boingo song where he went nuts with the whole down and up.
I'll find one. I will find one.
Okay, this is your job between now and the end of the show today.
Well, no, we'll be to the end of the show.
Oh, all right.
Well, I mean, you know, unless I disappear during our guest segments.
Possible. Never know. Never know what happened to Brian.
No. I gotta be listening to some Oingo Boingo albums. I'm gonna find one.
All right. I believe in you. Let's believe in Daryl by starting
a
segment known as Stumpetrek Nerd. It's Stumpetrek Nerd brought to you by
a brand new documentary called For the Love of Their Brother, for which they're raising funds through Indiegogo. Please head to tiny.cc/siller to donate or to help spread the word.
And this story is cool because it's about this hero on that day who did the thing most of us would hope we'd do, but I'm not sure how many of us actually would, and perished in the process. Pretty fantastic stuff. People should go check that out. Daryl, are you there?
Do you like guitars when they have the little slider thing that goes?
No.
Or how about Hawaiian music when they go?
Nope. Hate them for the same reason. I mean, I like them in a kind of ironic way. Like when I hear like a Don Ho kind of song, I kind of go, oh, that's stupid. But I don't like any of that stuff. Not a fan. Can't do it.
You like your instruments staccato. Like you don't want any sort of movement between the notes.
Yeah. Exactly. Although my favorite instrument is this one.
Chocomatic choker.
The chocomatic choker. Big fan of that one. Now, if I hear a trombone, though, it makes me make this sound. All right, there you go. I captured that.
1930.
I can't. Daryl, you got to resend me the 1930. I lost it. I can't find that file. So I'll send that again because I want to do some stuff with it. which, you know, I don't know if you really want me to do that or not, but hey, I don't care. Send it to me. All right, everybody. Hey, look what it is. Hey, ho, hey.
Hey, hey, ho, ha, ho.
It's the segment we like to call the Stumpetrek Nerd segment. It's where Daryl comes on.
Seats to that dance.
Dude, is there anybody better in this world than that stupid character the other day? Come on.
There is, but
it was pretty good.
It was pretty good, yeah.
Struck dumb at birth by a thunderclap.
Oh, so good. Daryl is going to, and that movie's not good. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to confuse anybody. That movie sucked. But he's funny in it. Let's get to your Star Trek segment, which is where you try to answer a hard trivia question. And we're going to do that for you now. It's a Next Generation question of Star Trek. And for that guy that skips this segment every time, and since you're not listening now, F off. All right, here you go. In the Next Generation episode, Lower Decks, Riker and Deanna Troi are doing their crew evaluations in 10 Forward. They're discussing a crewman named Fletcher. Not to be confused with our own Scott Fletcher. Riker says Fletcher has more experience, or as he wrote it, experience than another crewman in what area? So he has more experience than this other dude in what area? Is it shield systems? Is it sensor systems? Is it propulsion systems or, finally, transporter systems? Shield, sensor, propulsion, or transporter systems?
Wow.
That's a gnarly one, I think.
Yeah.
We whipped Brian into a lather there.
I was laughing at Lau Roman's suggestion for another system that Fletcher had more experience in, which was lower DAX.
Nicely done.
Okay, I'm going to go grab my egg. Hold on one second.
Yeah, get your egg. Go grab your egg.
Are you hungry?
Aren't you hungry?
Watch a foodie.
We're going to eat this actual chocolate egg inside of a real chicken egg. I assume it was a chicken. Actually, we haven't determined what kind of egg it is, but whatever.
Looks like a chicken egg.
I read on their website the following. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
After emptying... Oh, we're waiting for Brian, so he's clear on this. Because he is not yet back to his camera. But I want him to know how sanitary this is. This is a concern he had yesterday. All right, Brian, you ready for this?
I have my... Yep, I'm... yes.
Okay, I'm going to tell you what this thing says on their website about this egg. After emptying, the shells are washed, rinsed, sterilized, dried, and checked. That's what their website says about these eggs. So if you were worried about getting chicken disease, you should be fine, okay?
No.
All right. Good deal. Let's take these eggs out.
Just pull the egg out and, you know, that was little Robin Williams there.
Yeah, it was good. I enjoyed it.
I could tell.
I liked it a lot.
Yeah, actually... My eggshell came off in three easy pieces.
Yeah, that was no problem. Daryl's fell off in the fridge, right?
I didn't even put it in the fridge. It just fell off on its way here, I think.
Now, when I read that from the website and tell you that these are sanitary, I look at the inside of this egg, and I'm no
expert. There's some yellow in there.
Yeah, I'm not so sure.
By the way, the hole in the shell is plugged with a mixture consisting of sugar and a small amount of rice protein.
Rice protein. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's not as good as rice poutine, but I'll take what I can get.
All right. Great.
So we're going to take a... Mine's a little sweaty. Is yours sweaty?
Mine's not at all sweaty.
Mine's a little sweaty.
No sweat here.
So is my chocolate egg. Oh, wait. What?
All right. Oh, hey-o.
So I'm going to eat the top of it, the cone head part. All right. There we go. Oh, that's just solid chocolate then.
It is solid. With hazelnut.
Oh, that's not bad.
Nope.
Hey, Corinne, if you're listening, it has hazelnut in it. She was worried about that, and she hates hazelnut. Well, not worried about it, but you know.
This isn't the hard kind of chocolate. This is like...
This is milk, and it's good.
It's kind of soft.
Yeah. It's flaccid, we like to say. Well, we don't like to say that, but we say it nonetheless. All right, well, that's the end of that.
Solid. Holy cow.
Yeah, it's good, though. Mm-hmm. So there's nothing in the middle, then? That's it.
More chocolate.
There's not like a little Finnish man in the middle?
There's a bumblebee in the middle.
Oh, ew. Dude, that would be terrible. A bee, if you got to the end and there's a bee? Oh, gosh. Brian, that's worse than thick and liquid for me.
Yeah, it'd be worse than that for me, too, yes.
Ooh, just imagine a piece of candy, you get to the middle expecting like some kind of fruity something, and it's a freaking bee. A dead bee, but a bee. Ugh, I don't like that at all.
really touched a nerve.
You really did, like a little fuzzy worker bee just in there, just laying there. That's really gross. All right, so that was good. I enjoyed that. Do we have any birthdays, Daryl?
We do, and that would be Sherry Goodhart's.
Oh, good.
She's 54 today. She wrote 3 TNG episodes.
Well, to celebrate yelling goats. I don't know why. That's good. And who is what roles did she play? Do we know?
She wrote three episodes.
Oh, you just said she wrote episodes. Yeah. She wasn't in them. Mm-hmm. Got it. Okay.
No.
Which ones were they? What episodes?
The Most Toys, which I think we're doing on the Trek show I do, whatever its name is.
This Week in Trek, is that the one?
Yeah, Treks. That's the one.
Grumpy Treks, right.
And then she wrote Night Terrors and Violations.
Violations is the one where Troy gets an alien upper skirt in the middle of the night, right?
It goes in her body.
It goes in her body. Right, and she got pregnant and had the kid real fast.
I don't think it's that one.
Is it?
I think that's a different one.
Is it? Because that's the...
My body.
I think it's that episode. isn't it?
I should be feeling uncomfortable with all the changes in my body.
Are you sure that's not the one?
I'm pretty sure that's not the one.
Okay, is it this one?
Nobody helps him!
No, that's not that
that's
one.
The one right there.
All right. So there you go. What else are we doing? Oh, Daryl, gosh.
Oh, Dave. My gosh.
Choking on his chocolate egg. So why don't we, what are we doing now? Let's get back to the question. Happy birthday to her. That's great. How old again, did you say?
54.
54, that's good. That's a good ripe young age. Let's get to the deal here, which involved, the matter at hand, which involves the Star Trek question. Back to it. Shield systems, sensor systems, propulsion systems, transporter systems. Which of these did Riker say Fletcher had more experience in than any other crewman? Crewman.
Lower Decks. This must be season 6, I'm guessing.
People wonder why we don't like those two seasons very much. And I also got called out yesterday for saying that everything in Star Trek is dumb. I don't think I do that.
Oh, did you say that?
I've never said that. In fact, I'm a giant fan of Star Trek and will be till the end of days. But it's okay to recognize when some of it is stupid or crappy. It's okay.
Totally, yeah.
Brian can watch all of DS9, get to a bad Ferengi episode, and recognize it for what it is. A bad Ferengi episode, enjoy things, you know?
And I actually saw what I would consider to be a good Ferengi episode. Well, partially Ferengi episode. But it was one where Jake is trying to get a baseball card for his dad, and involves the help of Nog.
Oh, gosh. I mean, on the surface, that sounds bad, but you're telling me it turned out okay. Yeah.
It's actually pretty good.
All right. I just, it's so, we get so nerded up on the things we love that we're unable to see them through. It's all rose-colored. I think it's good for us to stand back and go, you know, Chewbacca yelling Tarzan voice while swinging through the trees is a bad idea. It's okay to admit that in an otherwise fun, you know, episode 6 of Star Trek. In otherwise, good time. You got a couple of weird things in there. And that was a bad one.
Yeah.
6, right?
Yeah,
no.
But you said Trek.
Oh, I meant Star Wars. Sorry. Yeah. No, I meant that. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Come on. You don't cross the streams.
You can have an entire... That movie was marred by so many little bear puppet men, you know?
That's right.
But we still love it, so it's fine. It's okay for you to be critical of your nerdy stuff. I think sometimes... There's a weird peer pressure online with nerds and their things that I don't understand exactly. We have to be self-critical sometimes. I think that's unhealthy because then we're just as bad as the jocks we fought against growing up.
Right.
So cut it out. All right.
Can't fight among our own masses.
No. Don't fight the masses.
Just between the classes.
Yeah. Yo. So, oh my gosh. Anytime I hear something that sounds like 80s rap, I hear the chicken tastes like wood in my head. Isn't that weird? From the Sugar Hill Gang. Okay.
Yeah.
Daryl, let's get back to it here. What do you say? What's your feeling? What's your thought?
Okay. Well, let's see. Shield, sensor, prop, trans. Again. And again. I'm going to say, I don't even have any weird logic for this. Let's see. What would Scott Fletcher be good at?
He's good at so many things.
Voice systems.
He's taking a dump in a can.
That's what he's doing. That's what he's doing.
Well.
I mean, duh.
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 So Fletcher was this
race car driver.
An ensign. Oh. He was an ensign.
Yeah.
I better just driver. I'm just gonna choose something.
Uncle Ben, say something cheerful, will you?
He's talking to you, buddy.
Only a ninja can stop a ninja.
Oh, Fletcher.
I'm gonna cross out the S's, shield and sensor.
Okay. All right.
Which leaves prop and trans.
Okay.
And I'm going to not flip the Obey Henry coin.
Oh, I haven't done that in a while.
No.
Maybe I should.
I don't
Provided by Fantasy Coin.
Fantasy Coin.
Okay.
Fantasy Coin.
I know, but I like the shortening of it. It makes it sound like fancy.
Fancy Coin.
Fantasy Coin. Fantasy. See, you just you can still do it. You just got to emphasize.
Yeah,
it.
Fantasy.
Fantasy coin. Yeah,
I'm thinking. At first, I was thinking transporter, but then propulsion kind of sounds familiar. But I'm gonna flip Henry.
Okay.
Which I never do. Okay, Henry is propulsion, and Steve is transporter.
Okay.
This is gonna be loud. It came up. It came up, Henry.
And he's propulsion.
He's propulsion.
Oh no, you're right. Yeah, you said propulsion.
Somewhere out there, just in all segments, taking a long time.
Yeah, he's thinking, man, this is taking forever.
Just like the old days.
So you're saying propulsion systems then? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I got to say something, don't I?
Well, let's find out.
Congratulations!
Oh my gosh.
Oh, you're a winner!
What? How is that even possible? Propulsion systems, Riker says Fletcher has more experience in that. Deanna says the other crewman Fletcher is up for promotion against has better people skills. Here's a clip of that whole conversation going on right here.
Fletcher has more experience with propulsion systems.
But Carstairs is better with people. Considering this is a supervisory position, I'd go with her.
I guess you're right. Didn't we just do crew evaluation reports?
3 months ago.
Seems like 3 weeks. Why don't we just give everybody a promotion and call it a night, Commander?
Fine with me, Captain.
Oh, look at them playing around there, having a good time.
Foreplay if I ever heard it.
Now that reminds me, during this clip,
I guess you
hear behind them kind of the hum and the drone of the ship.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Daryl, you probably saw this, but somebody on YouTube uploaded a 24-hour video that is nothing but a picture of the Enterprise uh-huh. D with that drone 24 hours long. Nonstop.
Oh my God.
And it is, I played it and forgot I was playing it and found it to be one of the most therapeutic days of my life.
Wow.
It chilled me out like nothing ever does.
I wonder if you could load, like, there's got to be some hacker out there who could load that into one of those sharper image sound.
That's what I'm saying.
Sound machines.
Yeah, dude.
That'd be awesome.
Or just give me an app. I just want
freaking trickling rain or babbling brook.
Yeah, just give me an app. Make me an app that has that drone. In fact,
no,
I think,
don't want something that's going to just usurp my battery. I want something. Let's turn one of these useless, sharper image things into something useful.
Okay, that's cool. Do that at night. Just have it going.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so much better than original Trek because that's all beeps and whistles.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of the very first things I noticed when I first watched TNG, the very first episode, season one. The very first thing I noticed that was different was that drone.
That hum, and
it,
yeah.
And there's a lot to it, too. It's not just a drone. It's got this rumbly bass to it, too.
Yep, like the engine.
I really love that.
Yeah, it's really cool. So I'm going to actually, I may go, what I may do is rip that off the YouTube video into an MP3 or something, and then if people want it, I'll share it around. It won't be 24 hours, though, I can tell you that. I might do like an hour, and then people can loop it, but geez.
An hour.
24 hours.
There's really no other sound difference. You could do 2 minutes and just have
you
it loop.
You could do 1 second and have it loop.
I'll experiment, make sure it's got a nice crossover, because that's the worry you have, right?
Of course.
It would suddenly change in pitch and tone and wake you up or whatever, but it was really therapeutic. Very strange. All right, Daryl, good job. So far this week, 2 for 2. Not bad. Not just not bad, but really good, I would say.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, when you've gotten over your chicken egg botulism, we'll do this again one more time. And Daryl's the Trek Nerd on Twitter. You can also find him at This Week in Trek and Grumpy Cast.
Yes.
I keep wanting to say Grumpy Geeks, just like you do.
Or Grumpy Cat.
Or Grumpy Cat, yeah. But you're not going anywhere just yet because you got a little something to do with us here. A little game you're going to call. What are you going to call it?
Is this a Star Trek food or an actual soup?
All right, before you go, Star Trek food or actual soup? I got a little theme for you. Hold on. Let's pull up a theme here. Okay, here you go. All right, that's it.
Well, weird.
And now I will take the gun.
All right. All right, go for it.
Semhal.
That sounds like
I'm
Trek soup.
I'm leaning towards Trek, yeah.
Doesn't it? Like,
it doesn't have to be Trek soup, just any Trek food.
Ah, Semhal, like they used to give me back on my home planet of bonker jips or whatever.
I say, yeah, I'm with you. Trek
okay, bonker jips. What is it? So what is it, Daryl? Is it Star Trek soup like we think?
It is a Cardassian stew.
Ah, see, I knew it. Bonker Gyps is not a real planet, though. Let's all admit that right now. All right.
Television highlights of the news of yesteryear.
It's the news.
And it's brought to you by, put on your spoiler-proof pants and head on over to Poddle FM, where those pesky Brits are back and talking Game of Thrones. Join us Wednesdays from 1 p.m. Mountain Time to hear the show live or subscribe to the podcast. Find this and other nerdy goodness at Poddle FM.
Told you what I did to my computer yesterday? I guess I didn't.
Oh, no, you didn't. You said you were going to explain what caused the whole business.
It's a brief description. So I have this program called Super Duper, which you're probably familiar with. It's great. It basically creates just a mirror image of whatever drive you're running.
Yeah.
Bootable too. So on my Mac Tower, I've got one of the old Mac Pros. It will make an exact duplicate on a whole nother separate drive. So if something ever happens to my core drive, I can just boot into that one as if nothing ever happened.
It's great. Yeah.
Something happened though during yesterday's reboot that launched that second backup drive instead of the other one. So what had happened is it missed a backup day, and what I was seeing was a day-old version of what I used to have.
You were working in the past. Yeah, sure.
And so all these things I did that day before weren't there. They were just not there. And that was so perplexing to me until I realized I was on this day-old drive. But it's so seamless that I wouldn't have known. And I finally figured it out because I was dinking around with drive stuff going, I got to figure out what happened here. And noticed that I was launching into the wrong drive. So it hasn't happened since. I tried to reproduce it. I don't know what happened there. Totally weird. I mean, usually to do that, you have to hold down like the option key while you're booting, but I never did any of that. So it was really strange. Anyway.
That is strange.
That happened. Wow. Check this out. Here in Salt Lake City, Utah news. Mm-hmm. Utah connection. I wish I had that old clip. I don't know what happened to it.
You don't have it anymore? Oh,
I
no.
used to, and that's why I don't play it anymore. I don't know what happened to it. Let me see if I actually...
The Utah Connection.
No, that's a dumb one. Or not dumb. The guy was nice to make it, but it's not the same.
Oh, our Patreon just went down a little bit.
Yeah. $2. What happened? I can't find it, but I want to find it, and I will find it, or I'll make a new one or something. But anyway, Utah Connection. A defendant shot during a gang trial in Salt Lake City. Now, that sounds like Florida man stuff to some people, right? But not really, because here's what happened. Or maybe more so, a defendant in a gang-related trial was shot and critically wounded yesterday by a U.S. Marshal when he allegedly tried to attack witnesses with a pen at the new federal courthouse in Salt Lake City, this weird new building that nobody likes. Nobody likes it. It looks weird. FBI spokesman Mark Dressen says, Ciel Angugule, how would you say that?
Play the Dan Aykroyd clip. You burned it.
Damn it.
You burned it. Come on.
I don't have it ready, though.
Oh.
Hold on. It's worth it, though, to even just go get it.
Yes. You got to keep that on the front page of your soundboard.
Here it is.
I was going to make you do this the first time you stumbled on a name. You did it yesterday.
That's not the one. Here we go.
Genuine.
No.
Wait a minute. What?
No.
Hola, hola.
No.
Hey.
No.
Squeery. Squeery. She's wee.
It's haunting how much that's basically what I do every time.
It really is.
Anyway, this guy, an alleged member of the Tongan Crip gang. I told you the Tongans are big here in the gang stuff.
Wow.
The Tongans and the Samoans. Crips. Yeah, it's here. So
is it a Star Trek gang or an actual gang?
Actual gang. Nice Daryl voice.
Thanks.
That was pretty good.
Uncanny.
Yeah. I always talk about how, well, like in L.A.
Daryl to me basically is Tennessee Tuxedo.
Right.
Is what I'm saying.
Wasn't Tennessee he was the same guy
He's
that was
Don
in.
Adams.
Don Adams. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Tennessee Tuxedo. Oh, my gosh. Let's go watch cartoons.
Yeah, yeah.
So stupid. All right. Where was I? Oh, anyway, yeah. Tongan gang.
Yeah.
Shot at least once in the chest. During the trial this morning, the defendant went engaged the witness stand and was engaging the witness at the witness stand. He was shot by U.S. Marshals. From what I understand, the defendant may have grabbed a pen or a pencil and charged the witness standing at the stand at the time. Age 25, this dude was on trial for racketeering charges in the courtroom, along with a string of robberies and assault of local store clerks. The 6'3", 260-pound dude also was accused of assaulting two federal officers and brandishing a firearm. So we have gang stuff here too, man.
Wow. I'm amazed that was actually going to be the first question. They have gangs in Utah?
They do. They sure do.
Wow.
It's not, we're not LA. Goodness gracious. No.
Sure.
But like every town, there's crime. just the way it is. Mm-hmm. You just do what you can. Stay on your side of the tracks. Try to help out where you can.
Right.
Feed people at the homeless shelter. Make yourself feel better for a year. You know, stuff like that.
Sure.
You know, white guy stuff.
Sure. White.
Brian, this just in. Forget about pot and 420 and your state of Colorado getting all hippie and everything. Forget
sure,
about that.
Sure. All right.
Powdered alcohol has arrived.
Wow. All right.
Palcohol.
Palcohol.
I really don't like that name.
No. Like a friendly alcohol. Hey, it's your palcohol.
Oh, he's your buddy. Your buddy call. Palcohol may soon be at a liquor store near you. The product was recently approved by consumption by the federal government, which means, damn you, Obama, which means society could well be on its way to snorting itself into oblivion. Although that's not how you're supposed to use it.
That's the funniest thing is that's the first thing I thought of is that that's what people are going to do. It's going to be like snuff or cocaine. Yep, yep. They're going to like snort. Dude, hey, let's do a shot of vodka.
I had friends who crushed up tiny tarts and snorted them.
Oh, geez.
What do you think it would take for him to snort this? The answer is nothing. Of course they would. Of course they would snort this. This is bad news. Anyway, the company's website says this. We have seen comments about goofballs wanting to snort it.
Those goofballs.
I can't believe these were goofballs. Don't do it. It is not a responsible or smart way to use this product. To take precautions against this action, we've added volume to the powder, so it would take more than just half a cup of powder to get the equivalent of one drink up your nose. We would feel a lot of pain for a very little gain, or you would feel a lot of pain for very little gain. Just use it the right way, they say. They go on to say palcohol is used by adding water to a powder packet. Also seems to have been caught with its e-pants down because of SB Nation, Gawker, and other sites. Found verbiage used in the company's now changed homepage that seemed to advertise the product as a solution to the hassle of trying to sneak booze into venues.
Yeah, you could see that. I mean, you know, I'm thinking, God, you know, easily throw this in a carry-on bag, and when the drink cart comes around, don't pay $5.99 for a
nope.
glass of wine. Just say, I'd like a glass of water, please, because I'm going to add my palcohol to it.
Just have a water bottle. Seriously.
Right. Well, you can't carry one of those. I mean, you can. Yeah, if you buy one, that's true.
Buy one there.
On the, yeah.
Although they overcharge for those, too, don't they?
Yes, certainly still a lot less than a glass of vodka or a glass of whiskey or something.
Or even a beer, probably.
I wonder where you can buy. So you may soon be at a liquor store near you.
Can you test this, please? Can you test it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't drink, so I'd like someone who drinks to test it.
I wonder.
I'll snort it. You drink it.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, wait. I thought they said to try to snort it. Isn't that what they're... Isn't the message here to snort it?
Yes. Make sure to snort it.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure I was on tap here. Got it. Yeah, you need to get
Fox
some.
Fox News is reporting that the approval of powdered alcohol was an error.
Fox News. More like Fox News. Wait, you're telling me they say it's not real?
Let's see here. I'm trying to find kind of a encapsulating sentence. Don't expect powdered alcohol to hit store shelves anytime soon.
Okay.
Let's see. A representative for the Federal Bureau, Tom Hoag, sent an email to the Associated Press late Monday that the approvals were issued in error.
Oh, so it exists. It's not approved yet.
Right, exactly. Approved it, but they're going to recant their approval, I guess.
Boy, that's a loaded statement. What does that even mean? Approved in error? What does that mean?
On its website, Palcohol says it plans to offer 6 varieties of powdered alcohol, including vodka, rum, and 4 cocktails, Cosmopolitan Mojito, Powderita, and Lemon Drop. Powderita!
Who knew that alcohol could even be powderized? That seems crazy to me that would even work. But
yeah.
I guess it does, and I'm sure it's gross. Like, if you compared it to a real drink, I don't drink, so I don't know. But it seems like you wouldn't be able to duplicate... Exactly. Any more than you can with powdered anything else. Like powdered milk is an abomination, right?
Yeah, it really is bad.
So why would this be any better than that? Squarespace sponsoring the show today.
Mm.
Squarespace, we love these guys. I've always loved
powdered website.
Powdered website, all of it. Just add water and you're good. Squarespace.com, they offer what you want when it comes to website stuff. And, you know, it's 2014. I found something to be true over the last few years. I used to be, dude, I got to make all my own websites. I got to build everything. I got to write a little PHP code. I got to do a little MySQL. I got to do all this hard work. I used to do that for everything. And I used to think, well, it's because nothing out there is good enough for this. So I'm going to just do my own. I want to have control over it. I don't want some janky hoo-ha. Squarespace has kind of changed all of that for so many people, and it can change that for you too. No matter what you're trying to build, portfolios, blogs, websites of any kind, say you want to sell stuff. That's great. Got a new line of hoodies with Brian's bald head on it. What better way to do it than set up a shop, your own shop right there,
wow.
squarespace.com.
Can I use that one? That sounds great.
Yeah, do it. It'll be called Brian's, what did we call it, Brian's Bald Cloud yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
That was our new company idea, Brian's Bald Cloud, or the BBC for short, and no one has that name, so it'll be fine.
There won't be any battles of ownership or anything.
No copyright issues or anything like
that's
that.
Right.
Trademark, nothing. And Squarespace has got you covered, all the payment terms, all the like the hooks to get in PayPal acceptance and credit card stuff and all that stuff. It's all so easy and such an easy transition. That's squarespace.com. They have great mobile tools as well. So having your site look great on mobile is awesome as well. A lot of those templates are just built to do that immediately. But pretty much all the choices you need and want are right there at squarespace.com. We want to save you some money though. Get 10% off now with the code MORNING, MORNING. That's 10% off at squarespace.com with the code MORNING. And get the free trial. Do that first. Then if you like it, go for it. We know you will. Like it, that is. Here you go.
Chairman J. Parnell Thomas of New Jersey opens an inquiry into possible communist penetration of the Hollywood film industry.
It's Celebrity Poop, brought to you by...
Please help my friend pay his legal fees by going to his GoFundMe page at tiny.cc/helpfiras, F-I-R-A-S. He is the nicest guy you've ever met, a total dork and a tad pooligan at heart. I somehow forgot to introduce him to TMS all this time, but now I hope to remedy this by letting him hear his own name horribly mispronounced on this very first episode.
I think you did just fine.
Yeah.
I think you did it okay. Miley Cyrus.
Mm-hmm.
Daughter of Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yes, the achy breaky heart fella.
That's the guy. Made a lot of money on that one song.
A fella with an achy breaky heart.
I wonder how achy and breaky it is now.
That might blow up and kill this man.
You think it's more achy now than breaky? Probably.
Probably, yeah.
He'll be fine. She's actually quite ill, though. This turns out to be a real serious deal. Miley Cyrus was suffering from a sinus. Boy, that's hard. Miley Cyrus suffering from sinus infection. Miley suffering sinus. Had a sinus infection during her tour in North Carolina a week ago. She was prescribed the antibiotic cephalexin, which I actually have had some experience with. This is a certain class of antibiotic that I am also allergic to.
Oh, wow.
And it isn't just standard allergies.
Look
like,
at you and Miley Cyrus. You've got a little commonality.
I know. I'm feeling for her now.
You have something to talk about at a cocktail party.
It's not the... So for me, it wasn't just rashes or, you know, the obvious kind of reactions that you have when you have an allergic reaction. But it's a specific class that makes you kind of a little bit nuts if you're going to react to it. So you kind of end up having weird, like, hallucinations, like strange... body sensations, vertigo, like really weird reactions.
Ooh.
I can't go near that stuff. In fact, when I had my first that bout of whatever it was, my gut thing, they tried to put me on that again, and I said, nope, those were bad. Got to go the penicillin route, the penicillin-based stuff. And they said, nope, no problem. So they put me on that instead. She had a terrible reaction to it and is now suffering as a result. This type of extreme reaction can last from up to 5 to 27 days. In cases and types like these. For me, it was about 10 days. She will remain hospitalized and is under a doctor's care until we see some improvement in her condition and is asking for your compassion and privacy at this time. Miley is devastated about missing shows and possibly disappointing future shows and fans. Disappointing her fans. Yeah, that's bad. That stuff's bad.
That is, yeah. All Miley teasing aside, I hope she feels better
soon.
Yeah, I hope
she's fine. We need her to get out and...
And make some goofy stories again.
do some bad things in her life and put her crotch out for display and stuff like that.
That's right. Could we maybe find a way for her to hang out with Justin Bieber while this is all going on?
Yeah, why not?
Just, you know.
Sure.
Just chum up, hug.
Hang out a little bit. Those two don't
share
really.
Share a lollipop.
Those two don't really hang, do they? I don't think they
do. I don't think they do.
Not really interested in each other. It's too bad. It's too bad. They could do some damage. That's what I'm getting at.
You never see them in the same place at the same time.
No. Captain America continues to defeat Jesus and Johnny Depp this week.
Nice.
Here's
that won't anger anybody. That headline.
Box office report. Here's your box office report for this last weekend, which was seeing Captain America: The Winter Soldier holding down the top spot again for the third straight week. The competition was fierce, however, especially newcomer Heaven Is For Real. The real-life drama ranked 21.5 million over the weekend and has made 28.5 million since Wednesday's opening. That was that. This is that churchy family movie. I don't know much about it, but
it's funny. I never heard anything about it until this last weekend, and then saw it on the marquee of a theater. Like, oh, Heaven Is For Real. Haven't even heard about that.
It's like those Kirk Cameron deals.
Gotcha. Like one of those.
I think I don't know enough about it. Somebody may have seen it, could tell us, but. I'd rather, that seems like direct to DVD business to me. I don't know why.
It does.
Just go to a movie theater to see it, but whatever.
It's holding its second place, right?
Yeah, it's doing all right. Johnny Depp suffered another misstep. Transcendence finished a woeful fourth, just ahead of A Haunted House 2. People are talking about how his career is on the pooper right now.
Yeah.
Because nothing he's making has been good.
That Lone Ranger did not help him at all.
No. In fact, I think it was The Signal. That was like the,
All right, so Transcendence is fourth and Heaven Is For Real is second.
What's third? They don't say.
That's
weird.
Oh, Rio 2. Rio 2 is second. Two. Heaven Is For Real is third.
They don't even mention it. That's
funny. No mention of Rio 2.
Dunaway liked it, so went and saw it and said it was good. Saw it with his kids.
I never saw the first one.
I haven't either.
I feel like I would be lost.
You wouldn't know where the story picked up. Yeah. Why is that character dead?
Why are they in Rio?
I think, isn't Rio the name of the bird? I don't even know.
I don't know.
Are they in Rio? I don't know what's going on. if it's not Pixar, I'm kind of out of it. Although, How to Train Your Dragon 2 has my interest.
Oh, sure.
Freaking love that first one. Man, so good. As always, these figures are estimates, not deemed official until you get a phone call from your local studio rep. But this is what everyone's saying, and it looks like Captain America is here to stay. And oh my gosh, have we come a long way since Captain America was stupid. Now he's awesome. And I don't mean he was ever stupid as a character. I mean we mistreated that character. We made a TV show in the 70s. When I say we, I mean people. Mm-hmm. And it was bad. Hmm. I'll give you an example. Captain America TV theme.
Yeah. God, yes.
Theme. Okay, here we go. It's the beginning of the Captain America movie or TV show. Oh, is this an actual episode?
He's running the human equivalent of 57 miles an hour.
Never mind, that's an actual episode. So thanks for that.
It was him and the motorcycle.
Tell you what, we'll do the cartoon version from 63. Whoops. Okay. Here we go.
Oh, come on. When Captain America throws his mighty shield, all those who chose to oppose his shield must yield. If he's led to a fight and a duel is due, then the red and the white and the blue will come through when Captain America throws his mighty shield.
Wow.
Did they use some of that in the first movie, like when he was on his USO tour? Or am I thinking of something else?
That might have been it, now that you mention it. And if that's true, that's great.
That is great.
There are entire episodes of that show on YouTube, and people really should watch that stuff. It is terrible.
Oh, so funny. Yeah.
Terrible. All right, that's it. We're going to take a break. Tweaked Audio sponsoring the program today. Excuse me. Sorry, Tweaked. I didn't mean to burp on your segment.
Imagine how clear you would hear that if you were using Tweaked Audio earbuds right
now. That's right. It'd be amazing. The stereophonic sound of my burp. I'm drinking kombucha.
You know,
we talked about that on the show.
Sorry, does that make you a douche?
I think I'm a little douchey now from drinking it. But you know what? It's really good. It's really good. It's got this Asian tea stuff in it, and it's got these floating antibiotics. And
are you drinking a homemade one or a store-bought?
Store-bought. This one's Celestial Seasonings, the same people who make freaking dressing.
Yeah. White Red Zinger. No. Celestial Seasonings is a local tea company here in just north of Boulder, Colorado. I've toured their facilities, and it's lovely.
Their tagline is live, raw, organic, flavor, function, fizz. That was another great Sugar Hill Gang song from the 80s. It's got chunks in it, big floaty bacteria balls in it.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I really kind of like it. It tastes like a ginger beer.
A lot of people are raving about it in the tadpole. Maybe I will try it.
I know it's a bit of a fad right now, but it's a 2,000-year-old idea thing that's been going on forever. And supposedly it's, great for all sorts of things. But all I can tell you is this, kind of had a rotten morning yesterday, drank one of these things for the first time. I felt great all day. I don't even care if it was the placebo effect, but it was good. So I'm kind of going to recommend it. I think you should try it.
All right, I'll try one.
I have some brands I'll send you. This one's been okay. I think the raspberry one I had yesterday was my favorite. So I'll send you some ideas. Anyway, okay. Hey, tweakedaudio.com. Earbuds. Get them for your ears. Put them in. Stick them in there. Play your music. Do whatever you got to do. And it's Star Trek drone. That'd even sound better with those Tweaked Audio earbuds. And you can get them right now for 33% off at tweakedaudio.com. Use the code STREAM. Let's take a break. Let's do some music. What do you got for me?
Here's what I've got for you.
Okay.
Coming from lyrics undercover writer Robin Vidimos, who is back to writing lyrics undercover. I could not be happier to have her back in the Coverville fold. She says, dear Synapse and Brain, in honor of new research that suggests that laughter can improve short-term memory in mature adults, mature as in older, not mature as in well-behaved, and in honor of this week's free episode of Lyrics Undercover, I'm requesting the Robin Williams cover of Blame Canada. He avoids the F-bomb. His lyrics aren't completely true to the original, but he's true to the spirit of the song. From Robin Vidimos.
Nice.
So that free episode of Lyrics Undercover will be posted later today, so make sure to check that out.
Sorry, someone sent me the drone.
That was a burp again.
I didn't mean it to play, but somebody made a 90-minute version and put it on Twitter, so I'll retweet it if anyone's interested.
Oh, there you go. Nice.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry. That wasn't
the anyway, so the free episode of Lyrics Undercover with Blame Canada, the original version, the South Park version, will be on the feed later today. If you go to – there's some problems with the Lyrics Undercover website that I'm working on, but if you go to lyricsundercover.com, you'll be able to get it. Also, members of the Coverville Key to the City citizenship will automatically get this and all episodes, not just the free ones.
Nice.
Let's talk about this one. This was recorded during the Oscars when Blame Canada was up for an award and up for best song. I can't remember who it lost to. But
I remember them performing it on stage and it was glorious.
It was glorious.
So good.
And that's what you're going to be hearing right now. Do you remember who sang it? Oh, well, I told you who sang it.
I don't remember. Oh, did you say?
I just said. Yeah, Robin Williams.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Yes.
Yeah, I forgot.
From South Park, Bigger, Longer, and Uncut, here is Blame Canada, sung by Robin Williams.
Nicely done. Here it is. We'll be back in a minute. Chinbeard, Jury Duty, and more. Stay tuned.
Oh my God! They killed Kenny! Times have changed. Our kids are getting worse. They won't obey their parents. They just want to fart and curse. Should we blame the government or blame society? Or should we blame the images on TV? Now, blame Canada! Blame Canada! It seems that everything's gone wrong since Canada came along. Blame Canada! Blame Canada! We need to form a full assault! Scandalous halt! Don't blame yourself for your son Stan. He saw that darn cartoon and now he's off to join the Klan. And my boy Eric once had my picture on his shelf, but now when he sees me, he tells me to myself. Blame Canada! Blame Canada! Because when Canada is gone, there'll be no North to lead the earth. Blame Canada! Blame Canada! They're not even a real country anyway. Kenny could have been a doctor or a lawyer, rich and true. Instead, he burned up like a piggy on the barbecue. Should we blame the matches? Should we blame the fire? The doctors who were allowed him to expire? Heck no! With all their hockey hullabaloo and that bitch Anne-Marie too. Blame Canada! Blame Canada! All I can say is I give up. It's Canada's fault. Everybody! Blame Canada! Blame Canada! With Brian Adams' beady eyes, Margaret Trudeau's friendly thighs. Blame Canada! Shame on Canada! Oh,
Red Rider comes to you each Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday over these same stations. Tune in again on Saturday at 7:30. Red Rider is presented for your enjoyment by Langendorf, makers of the bread judged America's finest. For goodness sake, get a loaf of fresh and tasty Langendorf bread at your grocer's tomorrow.
I wish, I wish, I wish.
Now with 100% more Dermot McGronley and Don Cheadle. This is The Morning Stream.
And we're back, 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 back. Hey, everybody. I want to watch that movie again. It's been a while.
Yeah, I do too.
I like me some South Park. Wendy never talks about this, but I want to make a confession about my sister Wendy. Ooh. She is, some people think she's like way liberal politically and stuff, and that's all probably a little bit true, but when it comes to like kid raising and stuff, mm-hmm. I would call her ultra conservative. The kids barely get any TV time ever. In fact, there was a time where they got none.
Oh, wow.
She doesn't let them play video games very much. It's very, very, very closed down that way. She would rather take them on a walk or a hike than let them play a video game. It's probably good, you know, in the end.
Yeah,
who's
yeah.
going to be the better kid? Probably them. But the point is, she has one major guilty pleasure. And it's major considering what she will or won't let go on in the house in terms of, like, entertainment. She loves South Park.
That's crazy. I would not expect that. That's
me
hilarious.
Either. She freaking loves it. And will... any chance she gets, and she thinks it's hilarious. And I think it's probably because of their equal opportunity offending. I think she likes that they don't really pick sides on anything.
Sure.
Oh, and it cracks funny. Her up. Anyway, I don't know sure I was supposed to tell anyone that, but I did. So there it is.
Well, it's out there now.
Let it just hang in the ether. All right. Speaking of hanging in the ether, let's call Bill.
Okay.
Bill Duran. Do okay. Do right.
All righty then.
And I think I got something for him too, like a little theme today.
I love this.
Let's see. Here's his theme for him today, and it goes something like this. Oh, yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, make that the regular Bill theme. Man.
Okay.
I love that.
That'll be the one. I love those interstitials in the 70s and 80s, like between commercials. I love that stuff. So into that. Anyway, Daryl, you're not Daryl. You're Bill. Hey, Bill. How's it going, Bill?
Is my beard getting that out of control?
No, you need to be more like cranky and irritable too, and make gagging noises like this one. Oh, gosh.
Oh.
So gross. Man. It's really hard to hear, isn't it?
It kind of is.
Well, he's advertising the
Choke-O-Matic Choker.
Choke-O-Matic Choker.
What did I just walk into?
I don't even know.
All right.
None of this will make any sense if you didn't hear the top of the show. But now that you're here, Bill.
Oh, yeah. That'll make perfect sense.
It'll make perfect sense. Jeez. Bill, it's good to have you. It's the fitness nerd, fitness geek, everybody. He comes on the show on Tuesdays, talks about ways for us to keep ourselves in shape and still live our nerdy lifestyles. Bill, what's on tap today, man?
So I have a life tip here for everyone. If you want to... like jump into a conversation with your friends and sound like the smartest guy ever, then now Reddit. Okay. We've talked about Reddit before as lots of pros, lots of cons, but if you go to the science subreddit, so reddit.com/r/science,
yes,
there's always these articles on there. And if you read it, and if you just say the post title to your friends, they'll think you're really smart.
Mm.
It's great.
Wow.
So, and there's really cool stuff going on there, like some dude's trying to record sound from all around the world. But also they will frequently have studies about things like weight loss and obesity and the sort of stuff that, you know, a fitness geek might be into.
And there are some brain grabbing, some attention grabbing headlines like brain stones found in man with celiac disease. And that's just interesting enough to want to click and find out what the hell's going on there. Or study confirms monkeys can do math. That's pretty good.
That's right. Yeah.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
Sure. Why not? Anyway, so I'm sure they're always, like, I'm guessing there's a lot more health things posted than almost anything else.
There are, there's a pretty good amount of that sort of stuff. And I'm doing exactly that. I took one of those articles that I found, and now I'm going to read basically parts of it to you, and you guys will think I'm wicked smart.
Can't wait.
It's going to be awesome.
Can't wait to think you're smart. Go.
So this is from this is from a place called SciPost, PSYPOST.org, psychology sort of a publication on the old internet there.
Mm-hmm.
They were, let's see. So apparently... a year ago, the American Medical Association classified obesity as a disease. Now, their plan was they wanted obesity to get more attention. It's a very complex issue. It affects a lot of people. And if something is a disease, it gets more funding for, you know, surgery and drugs and counseling and all that stuff. So they classified it as a disease.
Obesity is kind of the elephant in the room, wouldn't you say?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll stop now. Keep going. That was terrible. I take that back. I retract it. Brian, take that off the record, will you?
I wonder. Okay,
All right. Striking that.
Striking that, please. Okay, thanks.
I wonder if elephants ever have to deal with their weight issues.
I wonder if elephants have a phrase that's equivalent to that, but they can't say it themselves. It'll be like, you're the hippo in the room or something.
Yeah. Elephants that are really thin. Yeah, that's the stigma there.
Oh, is it? Okay. Yeah, that's a real problem. I mean, let's
20-pound elephant in the room.
Let's be honest. Short-necked giraffes and skinny elephants, those two are really ostracized and kind of marginalized in their society. That's what this is about today, everybody.
So anyway, the AMA is trying to get more attention on obesity. So they reclassified it as a disease. Now, some psychologists were doing research on that, and the message that it sends that obesity is a disease, it looks like it's making people feel like it's outside of their control and they are not curbing their eating habits.
Mm.
They did a big old study, three separate studies with 700 participants. And the perception is that having a disease, it makes weight unchangeable. Like you're like, oh, well, I mean, I have a disease and I can't help that, whatever. So it's interesting that it's meant to, this message, it's nothing has changed. They just say how they sell it, really.
Right.
Getting people to you know, more funding and stuff, but they're, you know, psychologically people are saying, oh, it's okay. I'll eat whatever I want, then I can't affect it.
Well, it's a pretty how do I put this? That's a pretty incendiary way to describe a thing that is also attached with so much social stigma and emotional stuff. Yeah. I don't know how much ground it would give you if you are an organization or a group or anybody who says, yeah, obesity is a disease, we're going to classify it as that. That doesn't seem like you're going to make anybody afflicted with your quote unquote disease want to talk with you. In other words, because you basically have just said, it's like saying, oh yeah, cartoonists, if you can draw cartoons, it's a disease. And I know that's kind of extreme.
Yeah,
because the health, it's not about health or anything else. But if you did that, well, you've just suddenly ostracized a huge segment of people that would actually be the ones you're trying to help.
Yeah, and so, they don't want to, they may be less likely to participate in things that would improve it.
Yeah.
Because if they have to like come out of the woodwork saying, no, now I have a disease.
Yeah. But the problem is if you say that to somebody's fat, like I have friends who are bigger guys who know full, they'll say to me, oh, dude, I'm way too fat. This is going to kill me one day. I got to quit it.
Right.
He's just like straight up just, you know, looking it in the eye. But I've got other friends who are like, you do that and they're just going to go deeper into a place where their only way of dealing with it is to eat more, is to those bad habits just kind of get worse, you know, whatever. And why would you want to do that to them?
I don't know.
You know, you want to help them. Anyway, I didn't mean to get on my soapbox. Let me get off it now.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. Another side effect that they're saying that the classification has is that people do tend to feel better about their body image when they're like, oh, I'm a heavier person, but it's not my fault sort of thing. Like they feel better about themselves.
Right.
So there is that. That's a really tricky subject. The way I always say it is if you are healthy and you are happy, then you don't really need to change anything in your life, even if you are a little overweight. But being happy with your body image, if you are over, like dangerously overweight and you are still happy with your body image, that can be a factor that keeps you that weight. If you are, like for me, I was very unhappy with my body image when I was really heavy. Mm-hmm. And that was a factor that got me to make drastic changes in my life.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, so if you're unhealthy, then your body image, your self-image almost doesn't matter at that point because there's a bigger issue.
Yeah. But if you're like, it's okay, I'm okay with looking this way, then you may be less likely to make changes. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's complex.
No, makes sense.
Well, that's the problem, right? If it was a simple, easy straight up thing, then everybody would just either do it or they wouldn't do it or whatever, right? It's not as it honestly, it's not as much as people want to say it is. It's more of a complicated issue than, say, smoking addiction, you know, a nicotine addiction or something. Right. That is so black and white. It's just straight up.
Yeah.
You are addicted to a substance. Boom. Done. Finished. And you can't stop smoking because of it. This other thing is different. It's complicated, you know?
Yeah. So for here, a good example, if you're going to connect those two things, if someone is overweight just a little bit, which, by the way, according to BMI at 176 pounds, I am technically overweight, which is stupid.
Yeah. Stupid BMI.
Yeah, BMI.
Yeah, with their record label and their whatnot. With
their, overweight.
Their licensing.
Yeah.
Someone could look at you visually and not tell that you are or not. Or you could see someone who looks to be extremely overweight, and they could be perfectly healthy. Mm. You know, you can't just visually. With smoking, you see someone smoking, and you're like, you're smoking. That's dumb.
Right.
You know, cut that out. But with someone, there's a lot more of gray area there when it comes to visually telling.
Yeah.
I have another sort of, I guess, a mental exercise, something I was thinking about. What if there was some sort of advance in technology and medicine or whatever that would make it so you could eat whatever you wanted and your body just flushed most of it out, right? So your body would take what it needed and the rest it would get rid of.
Right. That'd be nice.
It would be, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
You no longer had to curb your eating habits.
Yeah.
What would happen? Like, would I just eat until I got sick and then...
I've thought about this. I mean, like, honestly, this was me for most of my young life. I could do that. My metabolism was such that I didn't gain weight. I could eat as much of anything I wanted to eat, no matter what it was and how much I wanted to eat. And I would still just, I wouldn't put any weight on. I didn't feel any less healthy. I was still running around like a freak. Everything was fine. That doesn't last, but that was how my metabolism was. I would kill for that again. Oh my gosh.
I'm wondering what, because the discipline it takes for me to curb my eating habits has created habits in other aspects of my life that have been beneficial. You know, self-discipline. If I didn't have that, I don't know. I think I'd go crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, start running red lights.
Well, sleeping in. Right. Like, there's that great question. It's the great philosophical question. If you could do anything you wanted, and let's say you knew that, okay, let's say the world's ending tomorrow. You have no belief in the afterlife or any kind of going on to the next stage or whatever that may be, whatever religion, reincarnation, whatever. Let's say none of that's on the table. Simply the next day, everything goes dark and everyone's out and you know it. Okay, so you know, builder in, know this is all going to end. Do you run around and because you know that there's no afterlife and nobody's going anywhere, and then they're all going to die anyway, you go around just stabbing people in the neck for no reason? You go smash their head against the wall and just kill people indiscriminately for no reason, set buildings on fire? Because what's the difference? It's all blowing up tomorrow. Like,
what would you eat? That's a big thing. Would you eat whatever you could?
Right. How would you behave?
No consequences.
How would you behave? Like,
ice cream for everyone.
When does your moral compass turn off? You know,
those Twinkies.
I always thought that was an interesting question. I mean, I'd like to think I wouldn't be a douche for the last day, but some people might. Right. You know?
I'd probably just watch Netflix.
Yeah, you know.
Just binge watch.
There's a lot of movies that I haven't seen yet. I got to get caught up.
I've never seen all of Columbo. I'm going to watch Columbo now, which is on Netflix, by the way. I recommend it. Well, good. Well, there you go. What else? Or where were you headed? I'm sorry. Cut you off. You were heading somewhere.
Oh, that's about it. Well, there was another study in China where they involving intestinal bacteria. They got a guy to lose 113 pounds in 23 weeks.
Oh, my gosh.
The bacteria is taking care of a lot of the stuff for him. So,
kombucha. Was he drinking kombucha?
This future where we have to worry less about what we eat is rapidly approaching.
Mm.
But, of course, it's probably going to intersect with the technology where we just eat all our food in pill form anyway.
So. Yeah, that's a good point. That is coming, you know.
Yeah.
We're gonna have nutritious gruel like they had on The Matrix. That was good stuff. Or Mouse, that kid Mouse ate that stuff. Remember that?
Yeah, that's right.
I hear he's all like a drug addict now. Somebody told me that actor. No. Yeah, I know. made me sad. Him and Tank. Or no, was it Tank? Or Tank's
yeah,
brother.
Tank was his brother. Yeah.
Tank's
yeah.
brother was the one that went nuts. Like that guy tried to kill somebody or something. I mean, be making this
up. I thought Mouse was Tank's brother. Oh, no, not Mouse.
No, Mouse is a little squirrely guy. Dozer. I think Dozer went all nuts.
Last day on Earth, I'm going to go watch The Matrix.
All right. That's what you're going to do. Fantastic. Slow motion bullet time, everybody. Bill Duran, always a pleasure, man. Is there anything yeah. cool you're doing that you want people to know about?
Heck yeah. April 19th, which was two, three days ago. That's the day I quit my job. And that was 2 years ago.
Two years, wow. Man.
Yeah. I've been doing this whole prop making thing full time for 2 full years. And to celebrate, I updated my webpage. Punishprops.com has a totally new look. Lots of fun, cool stuff going on there.
Looks great.
I'll be posting there more often. And I made a little code. I have a store. You can go buy things. The big thing I sell a lot of is digital files. So I have a little ebook in there about beginner's guide to prop making. And I have a whole bunch of blueprints. So people can buy those, print them out, and make their own props. And if you use the code 2, the number 2, 2 years altogether, you'll get half off any of my digital files there for the next week or so.
It's fabulous. So
people should go check that out and buy some stuff and then go make some props.
I agree entirely. And then the new site looks awesome. Thank you. Nice use of that theme and stuff. It looks really good. Chinbeard on Twitter, punishprops.com. Go check it out. Bill, have a great day.
You too, guys.
Grow that weird hair out and then cut it. All right,
blonde hair. Keep it. I say keep it.
It's so freaking weird looking, though.
It really is. Yeah.
Oh, I got the kombucha burps. I apologize.
Rooster. See, you're not making me really want to try that kombucha.
I like it. It's a little fizzy. That's the other thing. That's why it's making me burpy. But you're definitely, if you're not a fan of like, ooh, what's all that sediment at the bottom? You might not like it.
Yeah, that. I might have a problem with that.
Yeah, that may not be your vibe.
Almost thick and liquid. Almost.
Yeah, exactly. All right, we got a new theme for Justin today. Check it out. It has a buzz at the end. I like that part.
Nice.
Justin R. Young, hello.
Hello, Scott.
Oh, hello. Room mic.
Hello, Justin. Wow.
Do you know you're on the room mic? You probably know that.
You can pull that microphone closer to you as much as you want.
Any chance I can get Justin to proclaim "Gosh dang it" out loud is kind of my goal in life. Because boop. Oh, there he is. Hello. Sound much better now.
Tell you what, we bring you the at the final stage of professionalism. You will find my segment on the morning stream.
Yes, it is the seventh ring of professionalism, we like to refer to it as. Justin, it's always good to have you here, man. I can't think of a time when you've been on where we regretted it, so let's see how we do today.
Well, let's turn all those feelings around.
Yeah.
Let's turn the beat around, as they say.
Yeah.
Real quick follow-up to Big Willie style, to Bill Duran segment. Yeah. The pill that gets rid of everything your body doesn't need.
Yeah.
And keeps everything that it does. This would make the bathroom experience maybe the most unpleasant thing.
Oh, that's a good point, right?
Round, like you would not be able to go into a Hooters or any kind of wing establishment. A chicken wing in and of itself is maybe like we're dealing with 10% nutritional value
at the most.
The rest of it is all just like stuff that if you're there at like 2 p.m. when they're bringing in all the grease and everything that they're about to deep fry, like it's like it kind of smells weird when it's just out there.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine when it's processed with all the other nonsense in your body.
Yeah.
Like we're going back to Victorian London.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And here's the thing, though. It actually so his idea or you know, whatever. All these ideas go away if we can just remove the stigma, the social stigma surrounding colostomy bags. If that can just be a thing that's okay and that nobody thinks is weird, we all get them and you just shit all day long. Constant crap into a bag. Who cares when it happens, what happens? You empty a bag, you put on a new one. Disposable, chuck them, done. I'm telling you, dude.
We are really talking about, you talk about like cloud computing having to have like a 99% uptime for it to be considered a viable product. Like you have to have a colostomy bag that is a like literally foolproof.
Yeah.
Because there is a thin line between we have a society that accepts colostomy bags and we have a society that poops all over the place.
Right. I see it as...
A 0.5% failure rate on a worldwide usage of colostomy bags is so much more poop in our daily lives than we want to deal with.
No, you're right. To me, it's like cars. We were not meant to do that. That is a weird thing. Humans are, we have been allowed to do a thing that if it was introduced today, suddenly would be illegal. And that is to be free floating on a track of land that is open and available for you to turn any way you want at any given time, at any speed you want, cut into the next guy. Like all of those things that hold us in place while driving are just so minimal. And that's why we have accidents. That's why I have, you know, highway patrol. It's why we deal with those things. And there are horrible accidents, all this other stuff. It would just have to be something like that. Everybody has a colostomy bag. Maybe you have to have a license to operate one. Go to the BMV. Benefit. Hold on, BMV. That's a good joke.
The BMV. Nice. Nicely done.
Yeah. All right. Anyway. Okay. Sorry. Go ahead. What?
But I mean, like the benefit of what we get from an automotive society is like so great. It is so it is literally. Economies like have been born and function based on the vascular roadways that connect us as a massive country. Right. Like, what is the great benefit of pooping whenever you want? And like, not like, do we not have enough readily available bathrooms in our modern American society?
Well, it depends on where you're at. I was at a what's that place I took you, Brian, when you were here? Wing Nuts. Speaking of wings. And every time I'm in there, that bathroom's always occupado. Always.
Sure.
So I would like to be mid-wing and go, and this be done. I'm out. I just sit there, and I still got a few hours before that bag has to come out. I'm telling you, man. All right. Combination, two things. That, and then a pill that turns everything into, you know, white fluff or whatever. So
all poop is... Like whatever comes out of like when you have like those hand soap things that come out as foam.
Yes.
Jeez.
Yes. Then if you're in a crowded subway and some lady's got a comb sticking out of her purse and it accidentally punctures Barry's colostomy bag, really nobody's the, and it's not really a problem. It's just like, a little fuzz, a little foam. Nothing.
If you have a friend that has stopped listening to this episode of The Morning Stream, please encourage them to hit up Bill Duran on Twitter and say, you started it.
Yeah, it's your damn fault. All right. I'm sure that's not what you came here to talk about, though. So what is it that you have fresh on your baked bread today?
You want to know what? Like, I don't know. I have a couple things. Like, I have a bit of a quandary.
Yeah,
because I have made my bones online, specifically with like Night Attack and the Night Attack albums and stuff like that, and here on this very show, being about as brutally honest about every element of my life as I can, right?
Yeah, you've been pretty honest, I believe. Yeah,
that's when everybody, I'm the most relatable. That's when everybody likes to listen to me the most. That's how I like to be in life. Like it is just. A good kind of way to live.
Yeah.
But I have a thing that I can't talk about. And it's not, this isn't like that super annoying thing when like we all like have projects we're working
pulling
on.
Pulling the Johnson, like, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're like, hey, we're working on a thing. Can't talk about it right now. It's not exciting.
Okay. It's not annoying. It's not like a third penis growing out of the back of your neck or somewhere like that.
It's not a medical thing. It's a work thing, right? And I'm really, really, really like dreading it. But I can't talk about it because I hate it so much that I like if I were to talk about it, it would be me like just like screaming and yelling about this thing and like putting into a permanent sphere me just like not being very delighted with my employers.
Oh, I see. So this isn't as simple as, hey, I'm coming to Salt Lake to do another Go game. We're not talking about something like that.
Oh, God, no. I would see that. That's never been a problem. Yeah, coming. Yeah. Let's rock and roll.
All right.
Like, that's always a fun time. But basically, it's just, without getting too crazy into it, it's a retreat for the company that I'm not in love with the content. of.
I understand.
And it's a week.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I see. Is this like, okay, wow. You don't have to compare this directly. I'm going to tell you a tiny little thing, and then you tell me if we're in the same ballpark, all right?
Yeah.
Somebody wanted to sponsor a segment of the show.
Yeah.
I'm not going to name any names, and I'm totally cool with what they're doing. It just didn't fit the show. But basically, yeah. They wanted to advertise a book that was, let's take your Night Attack book. What was it called?
The Diamond Club.
Let's take that, but then let's ramp it up to about, content-wise, about 30 times more per volume.
Did you read the Diamond Club book? I don't know if we can go 30 times beyond what was in the Diamond Club.
I read some of it. So I think that it's my best guess. But it was way out there, right? And I just didn't think it fit the show. There's too many, you know, kids who listen and moms and dads in the car with their daughter going to school listening. Like we've always been kind of squarely PG-13 territory. It's just the kind of the way the show is. So I politely said, it's just not a fit. Refunded the little bit of money it cost and just said, you know, no skin off our nose. No big deal. I hope you understand. Is it that kind of thing where it's just, you may not believe or not believe, but you may not be cool with what this thing is that's behind it all or something?
Well, I mean, there's a couple elements to it. One, everything that's going on is fairly in this gray area of very defined and not defined. Yeah. Like there is a like half hour by half hour schedule that was distributed. And yet also it's like, this is not written in pen. Mm. So please be aware that you're able to do other stuff. And it's like, okay, which is just annoying to me personally, because I would rather it be totally just one way or another.
Full
just
transparency.
Just have it be like, okay, yeah, it's all of it is mandatory, or all of it is you can just do whatever you want. And if you want to show up, then you show up, you know?
Right.
But the other element is a week. Like, I just don't know if I'm built to like do things unless I absolutely want to and love them for a week.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like my outer limit is like 3 days, 4 days maybe, where I'm like doing something where I'm not totally happy to do it. Like, even on work trips, like not long after that, I'm going to fly into Charlotte, do a game in Charlotte on Monday, and then drive up to Washington, D.C., do a game on Thursday, do a game on Friday. And I'll be gone effectively for a week.
Yeah,
but at the same time, like, I'll be driving, I'll be doing other stuff. Like, I have like three different little things. Like, I feel like that. I look at that and I'm like, adventure,
right?
You know, and that's work sponsored.
Yeah,
like that. That is something that is part of, my work experience. And yet, I'm thrilled to do that, excited to do that. I would list that as a reason why I love my job.
Yeah,
and yet, going to this thing for a week, like where I don't really know exactly what's going on, and I don't quite agree with the programming that's penciled in on the schedule, and I'm full of trepidation, and I don't, like I was saying to Ashley, like, and this is hopefully something that you guys share as people who are creators, you know, for a living. Like, I'm so used to associating kind of the little dread, like the butterflies in my stomach feeling, mm-hmm. with something that's like a good feeling, because it comes before you're about to launch something, or I'm sure it's like the same feeling that you feel at Nerdtacular.
Sure.
Scott,
oh yeah. Right. Yeah. The butterflies are on high alert.
Before I do the Frog Pants All Stars.
Sure. Exactly. Sure. Yeah. Brian, you feel, or your Coverville marathons. Like when you're like,
24 hour thing.
Or if you're a psycho like me,
like, do I have to be up for 24 hours? Yeah. Like, doing this?
If you're a psycho like me, you feel it the minute the thing ends and the next year's coming. So if right before you mean 9 months ahead. Yes. I know exactly what you're talking about.
But I mean, but the idea being that, like, as our rats, like as we are rats in this experiment, like we have felt these feelings and then usually gotten a pellet at the end of it, you know?
Right.
It's like
there's no light at the end of this tunnel, is what you're saying.
Mm.
At least I don't think so. Like, I mean, this is the first, like, like cognitively now you've done it enough. Nerdtacular, I'm talking about, Scott.
Yeah.
Where like 9 months ahead of time, you could be waking up in sweaty panic dreams about how everything's going to go terrible, right?
Yeah.
But then at the end of it, you get this amazing 3-day experience of everybody who has come from around the country and around the world and gathered around the content that you've produced, which has to be like the most, it is an overwhelming experience for me as a fraction of it. So yeah. I can only imagine.
Yeah. It's intense.
As the fulcrum, like, that's got to be amazing. So it's like at the end of the day, you start to feel that feeling of like dread. And then you think like, oh no, wait, this is like I get to feel good at the end of this. Like, yeah. Like I have to deal with all this so I can feel.
Yeah. Yeah. That's absolutely true. And it's always, there's such extreme, intense versions of normal emotions, but you're absolutely right. That's just as intense and extreme as I am when I'm nervous about it. It's fantastic.
And that's the thing, is I'm not used to this dread being actual dread. You know,
dread's
like
the worst.
I feel like I've lived my life, you know, with and you guys. So actually, here I'll come because you guys also have other gigs on the side.
Sure.
Like you guys do other stuff,
right?
Like, how do you guys balance that?
Oh, geez, this is like asking. It's like asking a cowboy being drugged by his horse. How is it? You're holding on. Like,
what's the worst part of your job?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Cause this is, you ask this really at a very specific time for me, because it's very interesting. You'd ask it now. I'm actually strategically trying to think of ways to consolidate, to clean up, to tighten up. There's a lot of loose ends around what I do and a lot of sort of scattershot, throw it at the wall, hope it sticks. That I am now at a stage where I'm trying to figure out, all right, less time on that because that's not really generating anything, not just revenue, but also maybe just not interest or fun for you or whatever. But these other things are, I really ought to spend more time that I would be spending there here. So there's a lot of that kind of thinking going on right now. So it's funny you would ask.
Yes.
I don't know if I know the answer, but it's funny you should ask because well, I'm trying to figure it out too.
I mean, is it just like, you know, there is no co-managing? Like if one, and obviously, this is all dependent on one side being successful, right? Like you need the creative element. Like for us, it's all podcasting or new media or sure. You know, art and stuff like that, that for which we connect with an internet-based audience.
Right.
Like what that side has to be successful for it to be a painful thing on the other end, right? Because otherwise it's just a gig.
Right.
Because that's the other thing, is that like this retreat, which I'm not in love with, like it is in a sunny beach centric locale.
Wow.
That's not in America.
Yeah.
And so I tell everybody else in my life about this and I get boo hoo, baby. Like your sure, beach vacation isn't exactly the way you want it. Suck it up. And a friend of mine was like, hey, listen, this is how organizations go. There's some nonsense in an organization and people deal with it. The difference is that especially for the company that I work for, like normally you don't. Like it's usually a world without the kind of bureaucratic noise that gets on people's nerves. And this just happened to be the bill coming due on us not having that element of it. But it's really made me think, like, you know, man, like I don't know where there, like, is there like a mantra that you guys can like help to give to me to be like,
Wendy and
no,
I were,
like this is how I think about it. That helps me put it all together at the end.
Wendy and I had this conversation the other day. We were doing part of this therapy show thing that we're prepping for. And we had an off air conversation about this. There's an old phrase called the trip to Aberdeen. And it's this idea. And a lot of people heard about it. And me have as well. But this idea that everybody's sitting around. A family, you know, let's say a big combined family, a bunch of cousins and stuff are all sitting around going, what should we do? What should we do? And somebody says, hey, we ought to load up in the van and go to Aberdeen, get a burger in Aberdeen. And everybody says, oh yeah, that'd be great. Let's all do that. Even though none of them, including the guy who suggested it, really want to go to Aberdeen. But they all are like, well, everyone else is doing it. Nobody wants to be the one that says they don't want to go. Nobody else wants to have a solution that says otherwise, because now they're going to be the odd man out that didn't want to go to Aberdeen and kind of blew everybody's fun, even though everybody's thinking the same way he is. They load up in the van. It's a hot, horrible, sweaty trip. They get there. They have these burgers that are greasy and not good, and nobody's happy they got them, and nobody liked the whole trip. And yet they just went through these motions because they think everybody kind of else was going to do it. It's kind of you can go to extremes with the example and talk about Nazism and other stuff, but on a basic level, right? It's like this, we're all going to do this thing because we all think we want to, but nobody really did. And I feel like you might be in one of those deals right now, or at the very least, you're not.
At the company really wants to do this, but
right.
It's a little bit more top down than that. Sure. Although I think that there is certainly a lot of that in terms of the reaction to it. And now I'm like, this is where before when I was like, I don't think I should talk about it because eventually I'm just going to say negative things. Like, this is where I'm going to stop. I'm going to do one final check on my own reins and try to not say really negative things. But, but yeah, there was a lot of frustration on my part in terms of how everybody else was reacting to the initial pitch for this thing that now by and large, everybody was very, very frustrated by. Anyway,
I feel your pain, man. I feel your pain. I know what this is like. It sucks. The worst part, let me tell you what's worse.
Next week. At least I'll try. I might not.
Oh, so this is next week. Okay.
This is next week.
That's fine.
I'm gone from Saturday till.
And are you disconnected from all things? Like no night attack, no nothing?
We're going to be doing, well, yes and no. There's 2 weeks of it. They're splitting up the company. 1 week is already there in Mexico. And the other week that I'm on goes next week. The week that's already there has no power in their cabanas.
Wow.
And no internet and no cell signal in the area that they're at. The week that I'm there.
Not a single luxury.
Yeah. Does have power. Let's just say the first week. Oh God, this is the segment that gets me fired from my job. The first week, the only place that does have power is the yoga studio.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Cause they gotta be able to play their John Tesh music for,
and you can come out and just like, yeah, I just gave the Fox football theme to John Tesh. I don't know why, but anyway.
Right.
No, it's like
the NBA one, right?
Ground ball rock.
I'm thinking more of the usual, you know, the new agey stuff. But okay, if you want to go there, that's fine.
I think it's hold on, I have that right here. Isn't this this is totally John Tesh right here.
Yes.
That was my Herb Alpert.
You ever see the SNL routine with John Tesh's brother who has the lyrics to that song?
No.
It's like, basketball.
I haven't seen that. I don't watch a lot of SNL.
Like most SNL sketches, it has a very funny premise and then immediately falls apart after they repeat the premise twice.
Sure.
Good for about the first minute.
Anyway, so no, we're doing a night attack. I'm going to be actually in Austin, ironically, for the job. I'll be in Austin at the end of the week. So we're going to do a live episode on Friday that will basically be posted on Tuesday. Like there is supposed to be internet down there. I just don't want to chance it.
Right.
So if there is good internet, I will let you know. And I will be back here a week from today, talking in code. I'll see if I can get my video working and I'll learn how to blink SOS or torture.
Scum, save me. Come help me, please.
But, oh man. All right.
Yeah, I know. I can tell the dread is rising. Yeah.
Here's the problem. The problem is this. I have done nothing but bitch about this for the past 3 weeks.
It's not good.
So, it's not only now that I'm in, be funny. I'm on the morning stream mode. Not only do I want to talk about it because it's what's actually on my mind, but I've been making jokes about this for 3 weeks. So it's like my set's pretty tight on bitching about this retreat. Like I got jokes. I got punchlines. Yep. Like I got metaphors.
Ready
like,
for
I got
your,
all these things.
You've been working all this material. Yep. And you're all ready for your Comedy Central half hour they're going to give you.
I feel like I'm tight. I got a tight 10 minutes on this retreat.
Insane. I can't wait to hear. See, this is now what I'm looking forward to because of what you've done here. You really laid it bare, right? You really come out with, you know, what you're stressed about and what you're frustrated about and where this dread's coming from. In 2 weeks, if that's the next time we see you, I want to hear all about this. Like, mm-hmm. I can't wait to hear how it went.
That's the thing is I can't. I don't think I can because if I hate it, then it's going to be even worse because now it'll be a big. I mean, like, it depends on how the company looks at it, but like, who knows? And I think everybody's really sensitive about this in the company, and it's just so frustrating. But then again, I feel like at the same time, I've always been open and honest about the Go game because like I really do love it, and like I love everything about it. I love the product. I love going out and doing it. Like, it really has been just like this great, like, the only thing that would ever run up against everything else I want to do in life is just, you know, sometimes the schedule precludes me from doing things that I would otherwise want to. But by and large, like, that's something that I think could be a part of my life for a real long time. At the same time, this is something that really frustrates me and I don't want to yell about because then I'll get fired.
It's all right. You're doing incremental therapy for yourself here, and I think it's working out well for you.
Oh, man, this has been not a very funny segment. Normally,
I laughed hilariously. Yeah. I can't speak for everyone else, but I had a good time. Justin Robert Young, everybody. He's available everywhere until this next week where he'll be kind of scarce.
He'll be unavailable everywhere.
But you, in the meantime, should follow him at, you know, Justin R. Young on Twitter. Catch Night Attack tonight, I assume. Yeah, something new.
Yeah, tonight, Casey McKinnon.
Oh, love Casey.
Will join us. Yeah. She is lovely. And you know, a while ago she was on the show and we were talking about how, like, whenever women are on shows or whatever, like, they always just get like very lady-centric nicknames.
Yeah.
You know, it's always like the beautiful bombshell or something like that, right? Like something like all like very like feminine things. And we're like, you know, like, you, like, Casey, you're like, you're just really, really rad. Like, you deserve a non-gender specific nickname.
Yeah.
And so we came up with the Haunted Broadsword.
That's great.
And there we go. The Haunted Broadsword. Casey McKinnon is on the show tonight.
She loves her fantasy too, so that's good.
On Night Attack. Oh yeah, no, she's so into it. Yeah. So we got that. Man, we got a hell of a show too. We have a book that Brian found that is a knockoff Choose Your Own Adventure. And it is amazing for a couple reasons. If you are a fan of the show, you will definitely want to tune in tonight because it is written by somebody that you might not expect.
Oh,
and it will be very, very fun.
All right. Oh, wow. Look at that teaser. That's got me interested. I'm in.
And then, we're double dipping this Friday. We have we'll make the announcement on the show tonight. But two people that have not been on the show in a while and the last time they were on, it totally changed the landscape of NSFW show.
Wow. You really
Yeah. So Teasapalooza, baby.
Yeah. Teasapalooza with Justin Robert Young. Brand new show coming to the Frog Pants Network soon. Justin, take it easy. Stay out of trouble. Go see Spider-Man and we'll talk about it when you get back.
Absolutely.
Bye now.
See ya.
Do a spoiler cast on that movie. I probably ought to watch the first movie, you know?
Oh, yeah, you should see the first. I forgot that you hadn't seen the first one.
No, hell no. I have not seen it. Don't know my problem. Anywhere. It probably is. But that's it for us, folks. We're done.
Holy mackerel.
We have finished the programming. We've hence set forth the... I can't talk, so I'm not going to try to. Hey, look at this.
Squeery, squeery.
I'm going to have to cap that out. I'll put that in the soundboard. frogpants.com/TMS is our website. You can go to frogpants.com go to themorningstream@gmail.com. That's our email address. Send us emails. We'd love to read them here on the show. Normal days we usually do, not Tuesdays because there's too much going on. On Twitter, Morning Stream, Scott Johnson and Coverville. And don't forget to support us on Patreon at patreon.com/TMS. All right. I think that's it. You got anything? Oh, final push for the big
That's right.
Album.
Yes, we have a little over 24 hours. So we'll talk about it tomorrow a little bit. But we're so close on our Kickstarter for Secret Identity. Please, if you have not contributed yet and you want to get this album, it's going to be so good. We did a live stream thing last night where we played some of the music, the original arrangements that Andrew has done for these songs, played four of them actually, and to kind of get people jazzed up for the album. Had a great run with Kickstarter for a while there too after that. If you missed it and you want to hear it, you want to hear some of the songs from this, the live stream's still available at twitch.tv/thehelicarrier, just like on Shield, THEHELICARRIER, twitch.tv/thehelicarrier.
Nice.
And it was the episode recorded last night. You can stream it, you can watch it, and you can listen to an interview with Andrew and four songs from the upcoming album. But please, we've got just a little bit of time left, and we really want to make sure this thing funds. So
bit.ly/jazzhero, everybody.
Exactly. Yes.
Should we do music now? Sure.
Let's do music now. What yes.
Music
plug
now.
Plug over. All right. Hi, Stark and Baratheon.
Oh, hello.
I'm headless. A frequent one with us, but that's fine. Fine with that.
I'm headless, yeah. And you were gorged by a boar. Spoilers.
Well, all right. Yes. Oh, jeez.
All right.
Tuesday, April 15th at about 12:30 p.m. U.S. Pacific, my dad's long battle with lung cancer, heart disease, and kidney failure came to an end. Oh. He had just turned 87. We knew it was coming, but it was still a shock when I got the phone call. He was a great dad. Without him, I'd never gone backpacking in the Sierras, water skiing, built an audio amplifier from scratch, or launched a model rocket. I could go on for several pages, but I won't. Guess you'll just have to ask me about him at Nerdtacular. Mm. A few weeks ago, I asked Dad what his favorite song was, and he said he didn't have one. When I was a kid, he always had music playing, mostly big band and classical. I remember he played a lot of Glenn Miller, In the Mood, and George Gershwin, Rhapsody in Blue, Tchaikovsky, Beethoven. I suspect there are lots of covers of In the Mood and excerpts from Rhapsody in Blue. If you could play one of these sometime during the week of the 21st through the 24th, I would appreciate it. Preferably not a bit tune. A cappella is fine. Leave it to you to pick a song to honor the best dad I can imagine having. Glove the Snow Bro, Gary Fisher, Land Guru, buddy.
Nice.
Buddy of the show, friend of Nerdtacular and the Tadpole.
Sure.
And our heart's going out to him. So sorry to hear about your loss, and our condolences.
Big time.
So this is actually one of my favorite covers of any classical song. This is actually a lot of fun. Rick Wakeman, who a lot of people recognize from the band Yes, amazing keyboard player, and released a couple solo albums, as far as I know. This one came out in 1979 called Rhapsodies, and on it, he includes this great cover, this great almost disco jazz synthesizery version of Rhapsody in Blue. It it's a really, really fun cover, and I think it's a good one to send out to Gary to honor his father.
That's a great
Here
idea.
Is Rick Wakeman from Yes and his cover of Rhapsody in Blue, originally by George Gershwin.
There you go, the Gershwins. We'll have this up now. We'll play it now. Tomorrow we'll have a new show. We got Tom. We got who else is coming? Not Veronica, freaking Nicole.
Nicole.
Jeez, what's wrong with me? And possibly Geek Food. I'm not sure if that's tomorrow or not. But either way, we continue on through the week as if nothing ever happened. Thank you, everybody, for being here. We'll see you next time.
about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.
Iron Man lives again.